Welcome back to the Good Weekend podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, where each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. We turn to Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. Enter his gates with thanks. Enter his courtyards with praise. Thank him. Bless his name. Because the Lord is good. His loyal love lasts forever. His faithfulness lasts generation after generation. And now for a devotion from the book Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. This week's devotion is written by Bradley Bunn, associate minister at First Congregational Church in Mansfield, Ohio, a Christian educator and visual artist with interests in youth ministry, sacramental theology, and leadership studies. At the outset of the Thirty Years' War, a French soldier by the name of Nicolas Hermann had a profound encounter with God. After being wounded in battle, he entered a Carmelite monastery in Paris and became known affectionately as Brother Lawrence. During his time at the monastery, he noticed God's presence in the mundane, repetitive activities of life. For example, he came to the realization that communing with God could happen in the simple act of peeling potatoes. His work as a cook allowed him to pray and meditate on the goodness of God. We too can experience the goodness of God through the mundane. God's wonderment is all around us. The psalmist reminds us, "The Lord is good and his love endures forever." We give thanks for the opportunity to worship together. We give thanks for the fresh, brisk air of a wintry night. We give thanks for the health and safety of our loved ones. We experience God's goodness through God's love, and this love is truly praiseworthy. Because we know God's goodness through everyday moments of life, we become grateful to the one who calls us into the courts of praise. We are invited to commune with a God who knows our heart's longing for joy and peace. Too often, we find ourselves compartmentalizing our lives. We categorize and subcategorize work, family, church. Instead of an interconnected flow to life, we're tempted to drudge through our work week toward eventful weekends. However, if we take the psalmist's words to heart, every day can be an eventful encounter with our good God. Loving God, you are like the stars in the sky and the grains of sand. Your love lives even within the utterance of your name. We praise you with grateful hearts. Amen. Now a question for your personal reflection. In times of trial or pain, how do you gather with others to praise God? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. This Sunday is the last in ordinary time, sometimes referred to as Christ the King Sunday, which means that Advent begins in just a little more than a week. If you're looking for more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit our website at sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on the Good We Can.